The ABC's iView website, which allows people to watch programs that have already aired on TV, has become a victim of its own success. ABC management says the site costs millions of dollars to run. Now the broadcaster faces a conundrum. Should it continue to fund iView at the expense of producing new content? One option is charging viewers a subscription fee for the service. Finance reporter Elise Morgan has the story.
The catch-up television service was launched in 2009, allowing people to watch shows already aired on the television, again at their convenience. Its popularity has grown beyond the broadcaster's expectations, averaging 3.2 million monthly visits in the last financial year. Director of ABC Television, Richard Finlayson.
It's doubling roughly every 18 months at the moment. There's just such a rapid take-up, not only of faster broadband, but also the richness of the content.
According to a report by Nielsen, 48% of all Australians aged 16 years and over with access to the internet watch content on iView. But Richard Finlayson says that success comes at a cost.
We have to pay a charge every time a video is initiated. We have to use a content distribution network, and that's in the millions of dollars a year at the moment for the ABC. So it's something that we've really got to keep an eye on.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I think it's a spiralling cost of delivery of online video. And, every dollar that we have to spend on that sort of stuff means is a dollar that we can't spend on content going onto the screens.
In its infancy in 2009 and 10, iView cost the ABC around $3 million to run, and that cost is estimated to be much higher now that demand for content has exponentially increased. In the last budget, the government announced $30 million in special funding for the ABC to maintain and expand its online services, which of course includes iView. But it's not enough, according to Professor Stuart Cunningham from Queensland's University of Technology.
This amount of money is really a stopgap, I would have thought. I don't see that in the long term that's going to be sufficient. Basically $10 million a year for 3 years to provide support for all online services.
He's just finished a book, The King Kongs of Online, in which he's looked at the cannibalisation effect that online content can have on media companies.
In some ways it's a victim of its own success. iView's take-up has been such that the costs of servicing that demand has become a real issue.
And with the coalition likely to win power come September 7, Professor Cunningham believes it may well have to look elsewhere for funds.
I would expect, like many publicly funded enterprises, organisations, sectors in Australia, it'll come under increased scrutiny by a coalition government, and I wouldn't be surprised to see the ABC having parts of its funding cut.
He believes the future lies in the freemium model, charging for some premium content and offering the rest for free.
If you want to go upscale, if you want the premium quality, then you should be paying for it. It is not unreasonable in general. Whether the ABC as a public service broadcaster can bring that off politically is another question, but in principle, I see nothing wrong with that. In fact, I see it as one of the ways of the future for sustainable content provision in broadband.
So, would the ABC consider subscription or a premium? It's not been ruled out, according to Richard Finlayson.
It might be that there's a model where you would provide access to that type of content on a pay-per-view or on a subscription basis, but it's not something that's on the drawing board right at the moment, as far as I'm aware.
Either way, due to recent changes to the ABC charter, it's now obligated to provide online services, which Professor Cunningham says should help it keep some of its online funding, which would be a huge win for the whole of the communications industry.
It is an innovation engine for the broadcasting system as a whole. That is a fundamental reason that it might be justifiable for taxpayer funds to be expended on a service such as this. And I, for one, would argue that without the ABC, the broadcasting system in Australia would be massively impoverished.
Professor Stuart Cunningham of Queensland's University of Technology, ending that report from Elise Morgan.